listening to episode number 1832 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 5th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So Monday morning and the weekend was a little bit of a cluster, don't you think? With all the things going on in the world. And to
cap it off, the 49ers lost.
The 49ers lost. The Lakers lost. Yeah. Yesterday was National Taco Day. How did I not know this?
Because every day is National Taco Day for you.
Well, that's true. So I guess it doesn't matter. We're back at it. And how about some random facts?
Let's just do that.
Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way, you remember that song?
Yeah.
Peaked at number 12 on the Billboard charts.
Hmm.
And Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird peaked at number 19. But really? When the pop group Will to Power mashed them up and made a song called Baby, I Love Your Way, Freebird medley, Free Baby, back in 1988, it became number one.
Huh.
Baby, I love your way. Sorry.
If Baby, I Love Your Way became number one, did it do anything for Freebird?
Well, it was a medley. You remember
right.
The song.
Oh, that song. That became song. Number one.
That
okay.
Became number one. The original was number 19. I think it had to do with the fact that Freebird was just a long-ass song. Anyway, after President Benjamin Harris... And they shortened it in 1988. Anyway, after President Benjamin Harrison's wife died, he wound up marrying her niece. How you is that? Ew. Presidents were bad even back then. 40% of twins. I think I knew this, but I didn't know the number was so high. 40% of twins invent their own languages between the two of them.
I believe that. Surprised it's only 40%, but I think it happens more with maternal twins than fraternals.
I can't tell the difference.
Identical versus non-identical.
I don't think that holds. I've seen twins that were supposedly maternal that were one was taller than the other. It's like, nah, get out of here. B. Arthur. You remember B. Arthur?
Yes.
Maude, and of course, she was on The Golden Girls.
Yes.
Blanche. She wasn't Blanche. Oh, damn it. What was her name?
Dadgummit, you had to do that.
I know. I think of Rue McClanahan was Blanche, and B. Arthur, I'm going to take a mulligan on this one. I'm going to take a Halle Berry on this one. Golden Girls. Let's see. La la la. Her.
We know this.
Dorothy. She was Dorothy.
Okay.
Is that right? Betty White was Rose Nyland. I found it. I found the paragraph from Wikipedia. She was Dorothy, and her mom's name was Sophia.
Okay.
Played by Estelle Getty. And Blanche. Blanche Devereaux.
Yes.
What a great name. I want to go watch The Golden Girls now.
I never think I want to watch it until I run across one. I think I watch it for a second, and because they'll run episode after episode.
Yeah,
and then I'm stuck. I know, just stuck.
The binge worthiness of all binge worthy shows is The Golden Girls, and that catchy little song. Thank you for being a friend. All right, it is time.
It's time.
Time for the Who Cares News. By
Let's do
golly,
it.
What's going on?
So Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling have a podcast.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they bitch about how broke Tori is.
It's called Mean Girls. I mean, it's not called Mean Girls. It's called 90T1OMG.
Now that's clever. That's clever.
It's clever-ish. Okay, whatever. Over the weekend, they discussed Jessica Alba being on the show.
Now, if you listen to our show, we told you on Friday. She was on the show, and she was instructed not to look any of the cast in the eye.
Yes.
Or she would be, you know...
Axed.
Axed from that episode.
Yes. And she was on there in the later years when they were all like, super famous.
Oh, yeah. No, I could see that. I said this Friday. I could see if it was Shannon Doherty, because nobody likes Shannon Doherty. I mean, God bless her. She's got breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, among all the actors then, they didn't care for her. They didn't care for her on Charmed. But then this is like a catfight television.
I guess
anyway.
She was the Lea Michele of that time.
She really was.
It was Shannon Doherty and not looking people in the eye. Which who knew that was even a thing? So Jenny especially, since all Jessica's scenes were with her.
Right.
So Jenny said, I was a little horrified when I saw that clip that she had an awful experience because her baby wipes are my favorite, Jenny said.
So it's all about the baby wipes now, 30 years later. Oh, my God.
So because, you know, honest company, then Jessica.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, and you know what? Jessica Alba, you know, who's laughing last?
Right.
She's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
She's a billionaire, and from she only company. Has to do the probiotic commercials, and she's good. She's all good.
So later on, Jenny said, like, I wipe my child's ass with her baby wipes every single day. I'm just so upset right now.
Now, see, wait a minute. Now, does Jenny Garth have a baby? She's like 47 or something like that. I doubt she's got a baby.
I wonder if Jessica will reach out.
I will tell you.
Or maybe they'll reach out to Jessica. We'll see.
My 902-1 OMG crush was always Jenny Garth. And she does not look the same today. Not that she aged. It's like, you could not, to me, recognize the cuteness in her that was during the 90s.
No, that's true.
It's like gone. It's like, what happened to you? Where's the cute? Where's the cute?
I can tell you're distressed.
I am.
Dolly Parton.
I'm distressed because I had to use a Halle Berry already. I hate that.
You didn't have to.
I had to do it for the sake of the show.
Not that way. You didn't have to go that round. You took the low road. Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow. Dolly's in the
news. I think Dolly Parton is all shades of fantastic.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I think she's just incredible.
She's okay.
Well, she wants to do something that most 75-year-olds wouldn't do.
What's that?
Pose for Playboy again.
Well, I betcha Dolly Parton would.
Yeah.
Of all the people. Because, you know, Dolly Parton probably doesn't look 75.
Probably not.
She's well taken care of.
Yes, she is.
Pretty sure.
She always said, it takes a lot of money to look this trashy. Or something like that.
Good thing she had a lot of money. She's done a good job of it.
So you may or may not remember that Dolly posed for the cover of Playboy in 78 in a black bunny outfit.
But she wasn't naked. She didn't do the naked thing.
She never did the naked.
It was just the cover, I think.
Never did the naked.
Yeah. I don't know if they like did an interview with her. I don't remember.
She confirmed her talks with Playboy during an interview saying, I can't do a Dolly Parton.
No, don't even try.
I'm not even going to try.
Bless your heart. Don't do it.
When I grew up in the South, bless your heart just meant bless your heart.
Yeah, it doesn't anymore.
I know.
It means F you.
It's like back then too, grits, cheese grits, they weren't a thing.
No, cheese grits are great. I hate grits, but I'll eat them with a pound of cheddar in them. Yum.
All right, so she confirmed her talks with Playboy, and she said—
Oh, wow, she's talking to him.
She said, I just might do it if I can do it in good taste, and they want it, and we'll do it along with a really good interview inside.
There's about a bazillion people in the world that would actually like to see Dolly Parton naked. I'm just going to put it out there.
There's probably plenty of people who want to see her naked.
Even at 75, I'd be curious. Yeah. I'd be damn curious. Man. Anyway.
Jugs.
It's all about jugs. I'm just so pissed I had to use Halle Berry already. All right, that's
it.
You can do it again.
No,
I can't because I already did it. I did it once. That's it. That's all I get is one Halle Berry per show.
You can say, I'd like to see Halle Berry pose for the cover of Playboy.
I've seen Halle Berry like almost naked. No, I have seen Halle Berry naked. She was naked in Monsters Ball. And she won an Oscar for that. I don't think for being naked, though.
It might have been for being naked. She was pretty nice.
I think they give Oscars for your acting ability, not for your
tatas.
Neckiness. Anyway, we're out of here.
Oh, goodness.
Back tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can gratefully care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.